The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, the final hour of the Sunday night edition. Of course, you are joined by Brian
and Stephanie
and Mark.
You can call in, take over the show, talk about whatever you want to talk about. 855-450-3733. ISIS has really been the talk of the night. Some interesting calls. And again, the number is 855-450-3733. Or, of course, you can get in touch with us via Skype. And you can, our handle is lrn.fm. And we'll actually be going to Skype in a moment, but I just want to mention that if you are interested in listening to more Free Talk Live, because it runs 7 nights a week, 365 days a year, the show hasn't it doesn't stop, and it hasn't stopped for a while. So it's been on for
years. We've been every night of the week for years.
You can go to archives.
I guess I should say every night for years.
Right. You can go to archives.freetalklive.com, and if you need, you want more of that Free Talk Live fix, that is the place to go. It will take care of you. You can even go back a good 10 years. So let's go ahead to, like I said, the Skypes. And we have Nathan with us.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Nathan. Hey, Nathan. So you wanted to talk about website security, is that right?
Yeah, well, it's been a while since I've called in about a technical topic and brought a bunch of technical words at you, so I thought it's high time. So I have a friend who has a website, and the website has people who use that website, but he's being attacked by a DDoSer. I don't know if you've heard of this.
Yeah, DDoS is denial, distributed denial of service attack, which...
Right, so conceptually, it's like you own a mall, and someone puts an ad in the newspaper that, oh, there's a free sale going on Tuesday, and then, like, you know, 100 people or 1,000 people try to cram into the mall at once.
10,000 people, so then, yeah.
Yeah, good analogy.
And so I was wondering, a cursory Google search couldn't inform me of whether is there anything that people can do about these. Because I found some websites where people said, I can't do anything about it unless you have $100,000 lying around. And then I saw other websites that said, well, yes, if you do this, this, and this, or if you learn about that, then you can stop it. So I was wondering, what's your opinion as the golden stallion of the tech world?
Ah, so that would be me.
Yes.
Of course. That's kind of my nickname going around is the golden stallion of the tech world. And for what everybody could possibly do, okay, there are certain web hosts that take this point very seriously where they are very concerned about DDoS attacks. There are things you can do, but the easiest thing to do is to check out Squarespace. Which they are a past advertiser for the show, and they are kind of the, you know, they're the unsinkable ship, and in many ways they really are, to where, you know, I've heard of literally thousands of people being, you know, sent to their websites to try and take them down, and it just does not happen. So that would be like my initial recommendation.
That's the cheap solution, right?
Yeah, that's kind of the cheap solution and the timely solution to do that.
So you wouldn't necessarily want to get into setting packet filter rules or tinkering with your firewall or anything like that.
Yeah, WordPress offers some things that allow for that. WordPress is a CSS, it's a platform that allows you to make websites a little more easier to design them. That is something that could be looked into, and that allows for some of what you just discussed. But I don't know. It's to me.
In general, you want to leave it up to the experts, is what you're saying?
Yeah. We have an advertiser right now, EasyDNS, and I mean, if someone is concerned about like website security, these are guys that you could really talk to. You know, what can I do with, like, say you have your own HTML implementations, because Squarespace really, like, you have to. Well, you don't have to, but generally you use their own themes. It's very easy to use, but if you're a control freak kind of guy and you really want to use everything you've got, you know, all your abilities, you know, I would get in touch with, you know, a group like EasyDNS and say, okay, you know, what can I implement? How can you help me? You want to work with the person who's doing web hosting for you is, I guess, the bottom line of really what I'm saying.
Well, it's interesting since the person is someone who personally dislikes him and is from the Middle East. So I was joking that maybe it's because he hates you for your freedom.
Yeah, right. But that
was the impetus, though, seriously, because since he lives in that country, the police there won't do anything about it. So that leaves only the technical solutions.
Right, right. Yeah. Now, it's a long road, really, to figuring out, like, how to do really great, defense against DDoS attacks. I mean, that's why they're so popular and why they're still so popular.
Because they work.
Because they work. They work so well. So
yeah, I've actually heard it said that the internet is basically designed in a faulty way, such that that this is basically an inherent flaw in the internet.
I totally agree with that statement, 100%. I think that the internet, in fact, that Mark mentioned earlier, MadeSafe, while we're name dropping everybody here, MadeSafe is something that I'm not entirely certain how they would solve DDoS, but it's certainly something that solves a lot of the inherent issues with the internet, such as servers. In fact, I guess in that way, that's how it would solve the DDoS, is that there aren't servers to attack. You'd have to attack, instead of servers with MadeSafe, you have what's called farmers. And all a farmer is a certain amount of resources on everybody's computer, your laptop, your desktop, whatever. And with that, I mean, you'd have to attack millions and billions of machines. I mean, if MadeSafe
can't be done today,
right? So in that way, it could solve DDoS. But yeah, there are a lot of inherent flaws with the internet, and it's important to keep in mind this is a 50, 60 year old technology. Absolutely, there's going to be flaws.
Wouldn't it still be possible to do a DDoS attack even with MadeSafe? Because like you're still, even though it's not a server, like one centralized server that's serving out the website that everyone's right. trying to visit, you would still, like, there would still be some amount of resources that the network is using to serve out that website.
Some, but that's the thing is that with the DDoS, you go to a specific address and attack that entire address and the data on that address that you're trying to access. Mm-hmm. With MadeSafe, not all the data is ever in one place at one time. And so,
but does that even matter though? Because like, if you're just trying to access all the same data, even if that data isn't stored in one place, couldn't you still pull off a DDoS attack?
To be honest, I don't know the
we'll
answer
have to
that.
See, because
yeah,
we'll
yeah.
have to see.
That's
at
it.
This point, we know that the internet is designed in a faulty way. MadeSafe is, if it gets implemented, probably a new evolution in the internet, if it's even going to be called that.
Certainly. Yeah, that would be an improvement. So, yeah, I think it's a great point to bring up, Nathan, that the internet, or the World Wide Web, as it were, does have some very serious flaws. So was there anything else on your – go ahead.
Oh, well, I just wanted to follow up to Stephanie's point that I was reading an article about them, and it looked like a lot of the attacks do kind of rely on there being one address to attack, like what – kind of like if someone orders 100 pizzas and then sends them all to Mark Edge, like that wouldn't really work for multiple.
He'd eat them, but yeah.
Yeah, it might take a little while.
Somebody delivered a pizza to me once that I didn't order.
That's illegal, by the way.
That
really?
May be true, but I was like, I didn't order.
Did you
this
send
pizza.
It back?
And the driver's like, oh no, like he was really disappointed. I'm like, what kind of pizza is it? And it happened to be a pizza that I found tolerable, so I paid for it and kept the pizza.
Any other thoughts, Nathan?
No, that's all. Thanks and have a good night, guys.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you for your thoughts. So yeah, I think it's a really interesting point that not a lot of people really want to discuss, because I think with so many arguments, and this happens in liberty arguments or liberty conversations too, it's like, okay, fine, then governments are the problem. What do you put in its place? And a lot of times people don't have an answer, and I think the internet can easily be said. A lot of people could say, like I'd mentioned earlier, Steve Gibson even said that the internet is really a scary thing. What do you put in its place? Some people have answers, some don't, but most people are just terrified to even ask. But I think it is important to have some kind of an answer. MadeSafe is one. I mean, you could go back to BBSs, these bulletin board systems that used to be very popular.
Nobody's going back
90s.
To BBSs.
I don't know.
There's always going to be ways to attack any kind of technology.
That's a fact.
I mean,
you're right.
It's totally true. Like, if a new technology comes up that's resistant to DDoS attacks, there'll be some other vulnerability in that.
Yeah, and certainly I think the elephant in the room when it comes to internet security that a lot of people don't talk about is the U.S. government itself, or governments in general, because they, for their own needs, quote-unquote, and for your protection, quote-unquote, they keep all of these zero-day attacks, their flaws that you don't know about in the system, and they keep them for themselves, but in so doing, they make the entire system insecure for everybody. And so, really, they're working against you. Your thoughts, you can call in 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome
Live Sunday night edition of the show. Tonight you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And, you know, you can call in 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. Or, of course, you can get in touch with us via Skype. Skype always sounds wonderful. We just got had a Skype call from Nathan. And that's at lrn.fm. That is our Skype handle. And, again, you just have to, if you haven't called in the show before via Skype, we just have to accept your contact request, and then we can get you onto the air. And again, it sounds fantastic. Or just call in with the good old phone, 855-450-3733. Mark.
Yeah, we're going to head off to Orlando here coming up shortly. All of us.
Yes, we will all be there.
It's going to be from Saturday, October the 4th through Monday, October the 6th. We're heading to Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida, for a Bitcoin party. And this is, you know, a little different than, say, the conventions that we've had in the past. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. They're going to have folks there from the Cryptocurrency College Network, the Chamber of Digital Commerce, Bitcoin Not Bombs, MIT
Free
Bitcoin,
Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, the MIT Bitcoin Project. Stephanie, who are you most excited to see when you go there? You're talking too, right?
I guess I'm going to be on some panels or something. Yeah, I mean, I actually am interested in seeing, I think Pamela Morgan's going to be there.
Oh, yep. Yeah, she's great.
She's an attorney, but she's not like your typical attorney by any means. I don't get excited about attorneys, but she's like, she's just kind of interested in using the blockchain for like agreements and contracts.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that too. Come out and hang out with us. Tickets are $60. Hotel rooms, $100. Kids under 12, free to the event. On Monday, they're going to go to Walt Disney World and have a great time. Fun? Mandatory. Come celebrate magic internet money at the Magic Kingdom. Coinsinthekingdom.com. Coinsinthekingdom.com.
Fantastic.
You can pay for your trip with Bitcoin. Like, not only is it a cheap trip, but you could pay for it all with Bitcoin, right?
It's true. You can use cheapair.com. Cheapair.com to, you know, I think you can probably book your hotel through them. I don't know. I didn't have to book my hotel. but I did pay for my trip with Bitcoin.
Sweet. Well, not that much Bitcoin either.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, you can call into the show, 855-450-3733. We've been talking ISIS quite a bit, but let's go to the phones, and we have Dave in Poughkeepsie. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
I do not like being kept on hold for over an hour. I called around 8 o'clock. I kept on, you know, everyone.
Oh, and he's gone. That's nice.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I don't like to bring on a caller that's just going to complain about being on hold. I mean,
yeah, that's your executive decision.
Absolutely.
You don't have a right to be not, you know, to like get on the air in a certain amount of time on the show.
Sure.
Yeah, mostly folks frankly, Dave calls in often, and if we recognize a name, you know, you're going to wait, and it's for the people whose names we don't recognize. And that's how it goes. And I don't mean to be mean, but Nathan had to wait, too.
We've had multiple callers waiting. A couple of them waited an hour to get on because we had a very important call with Rich Paul and others. I mean, you know, and I appreciate all of them doing that, and I appreciate them not coming out of the gate saying, "How dare you leave me on hold for so long.
That's not interesting.
Nope.
It's not good radio. Somebody complaining about being held on the radio. Free Talk Live, hold times do vary. Sometimes they're a couple of minutes. Sometimes they're an hour. And that's just how that is. And usually the hour hold times are for people that are, you know, more regular on the show. You're part of the show. That means you're part of the team. And when you're on the team, you take one for the team,
yeah,
and you wait.
Right. So anyway, I guess we will finally get into one of the stories that we brought in. And Mark, you had an interesting one, I thought, about California.
Yeah, I've almost forgotten that we had show prep. But,
you know, the Sunday show is almost turning into like the Saturday show, where it's just basically wall-to-wall calls. We might get one story off in the first segment.
You know, why that? I think the reason that is, Stephanie, this is speculation on my part, is there's almost nothing live on a Sunday evening. Free Talk Live's not on very many more stations on Sunday than we are on a weekday. I don't think we are on any more stations on Sunday than we are on a weekday. But there's nothing live. So on Sunday night, there's another show that's live that is a current events show that you can call in on. And it's Free Talk Live. And then one of our hours, we're the only thing live. So that's it.
We're the only game in town.
That's right.
No, I mean,
it's good to be on the top.
In the nation. I'm talking about in the country. This is what centralization in radio has done, is that there's a few companies out there, and they've basically cut weekend talent. They don't exist. I mean, people complain that there's not a farm system in radio because there's not local talent, and there's some local talent. But there's not even national talent on the weekend.
Right.
It's all home improvements, garden shows, you know, that kind of thing.
You know, I'm intrigued because I know back when radio first kind of came out, this would be with, you know, the early 20th century when it really started taking its height, people were terrified of radio. There were a lot of groups that thought, oh, radio's, you know, making everybody mindless. In fact, it was a really, like, scary issue that, especially Sunday radio in particular, was far more terrifying because of, you know, Christianity's Lord's Day. But then there were certain groups that said, no, you know, let's get this message out there all the time, even on Sundays. And I think there is something to be said for there being content 7 days a week that has really brought to a lot of education and a lot of social change, positive.
Well,
social
you can't
change.
Drink on Sundays because it's God's day.
Yeah, blue laws.
Might
right?
as well be able to listen
in some
to the radio.
Places. Yeah,
you know, here, for the program directors that happen to be listening, I have a little suggestion. Like, surely you've thought of this. If your money is made during the week when people are listening to issues-oriented talk, people taking phone calls live, that kind of thing, then why would you fall all over yourself to do gardening and home improvement and these other things? Look, I know they bring the money in. I know that the local hardware store will sponsor the home improvement show. I get it. But, you know, people do want to hear issues-oriented talk. They certainly want to hear live radio. I mean, sports? Put it on your sports station. Don't put it in your talk station.
Yeah.
A lot of station groups have a sports channel and a talk channel and will put the sports on the talk channel. What kind of sense does that make?
Yeah, or just say nothing of the fact that we're on the internet. You know, Free Talk Live airs live on the internet all the time. I mean, that's worldwide. And for other shows not to recognize that there is a worldwide audience just hungry for content, really, at all times, anytime they want. It's not just podcast listeners. Lots of people. I mean, the TuneIn app is really popular. iHeartRadio is pretty popular, even though iHeartRadio is more of a U.S.-centric kind of thing, I think. All these things are pretty popular, and for you to miss out on getting content out to those people, I mean, that's a business proposition that's dying.
We certainly make that a possibility that, we're able – you could listen to Free Talk Live pretty much in any method you want to listen to us, but that's not – I don't think anything matches radio in accessibility.
I agree.
I push the button, the on button. I turn the key in my car. Actually, my car doesn't have a key anymore. I push a button to turn my car on, and issues-oriented talk is playing out of the radio just like that.
Absolutely. I think radio is the ultimate decentralized technology.
All right. That's enough tooting our own horn.
That's right.
We have important issues to talk about.
Yeah. Maybe we'll talk about some speaking of crazy laws, we'll talk about some crazy laws in California in just a moment. But you can call in if you like, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition of the show. And, of course, Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in, take over the airwaves, talk about whatever you want to talk about. 855-450-3733 is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. Or, of course, you can get in touch with us via Skype at lrn.fm. Again, the regular old phone number, though, is 855-450-3733. And tonight you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark. If you want to get some, we were talking about cryptocurrencies early. And
yes, indeed.
If you want to get a hold of some Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies, the best place to do it is ExpressCoin.com. They've got Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin. Those are the popular ones these days. Go check it out, ExpressCoin.com. They've got great customer service. They're completely legal, inexpensive, fast, easy. You can deposit some money at a local credit union that has shared branching, and within a business day, you will have your cryptocurrencies delivered to your cryptocurrency wallet. It's great. As a matter of fact, if you want to try it out, you probably want to do a little bit. If you want to do a little bit, you want to do less than $40, you can do it without any fee at all.
That's a great offer.
With no fee at all.
Yeah.
Use coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. Yes, you can do it in Canada. You can do it in the United States. Coupon code FTL, and you can get less than $40 worth of Bitcoin or whatever cryptocurrency you want at no fee at all. ExpressCoin.com.
Yeah,
coupon code FTL.
Absolutely, and I recommend looking into some of the other cryptocurrencies. I mean, if you want to look for an analogy, honestly, MySpace didn't last forever, and it was way more powerful than Facebook was when it started. So
yeah,
keep your eye out. You know, don't treat them as so much of a joke. They might be very serious in the very near future. So yeah, ExpressCoin. I'm glad that they make all of that available. So Mark, California is pulling some, does it shock anybody that California pulls a crazy stunt? But this one in particular, I don't know if it's crazy, but I think it's interesting.
It's weird. The California Assembly on Monday, and this is, it's a rather dated story, so I don't know how far it's gone. I don't imagine it's gone into law yet. But they passed legislation that would ban the state from selling or displaying the Confederate flag or any similar image. So you can't have, like, redneck written with the stars and bars in it. With Republican gubernatorial candidate Tim Donnelly casting the single sole vote in opposition. So we are talking about a vote of, 72 to 1.
72 to 1.
It sounds like it's going to fly through, doesn't it?
Yeah, right.
72 to 1 to ban the Confederate flag.
So this means, like, even something, like, you have those, like, I remember, I don't know if this brand even still exists, but there was these Big Johnson shirts where it'd have a woman on there. That's literally what they were called. This brand is Big Johnson. It was banned from, like, the schools I went to. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes it'd have a woman on there, you know, very voluptuous, and she would be wearing pretty much a Confederate flag, you know, and that was about it. And so that sort of thing would that be banned as well?
I would think so. Basically, any images of the Confederate flag. Going on here, it says, we shouldn't be here picking the kind of speech that we like. I abhor racism, but the concept that in a country that was founded on the right of free speech, that we are going to ban certain types of speech is antithetical to the First Amendment. This is what Donnelly of Twin Peaks near Lake Arrowhead, I guess is one of the representatives, said. This is the gubernatorial candidate, Tim Donnelly. And I have to agree with him. I'm not looking for the Republicans to save me by any stretch. I also don't think that, it's a huge loss to the world.
Wait a minute. What if they can't film any more Dukes of Hazzard movies?
That's right.
I mean, this could be a real problem.
Indeed. They'd have to get some kind of special dispensation to be able to do another Dukes of Hazzard movie.
Would those come? I bet those would.
For Hollywood, yes.
There would be special which... Isn't that amazing? You know, I mean, that even in that you would have this separate, you'd have this difference in law. I mean,
I wonder whether there's anybody who would agree with this, because I've got to say the stars and bars are probably some of the most contentious speech, and by speech I mean things that people wear or have on their vehicle or whatever out there. I think that some people have them to celebrate heritage. You know, they have these stickers or whatever to celebrate heritage. And I think some people use it as code speak for, I don't like black people.
Sure.
And I think that's 100% the truth. I, however, would not, limit those people from being able to say what they want to say. I would never do it myself. I would like to point out, I am from the South, and I think of all the flags in the world that the Stars and Bars, the Second Virginia Battle Flag, is the most attractive of them, if I look at them. I know there's people that probably disagree with me, but I think that's the prettiest of them.
It's the best-looking gang sign around.
That's how I feel. But I would never put it on a vehicle of mine. I have a funny-looking Prius, by the way. You think there's a Prius out there with the Confederate flag on?
I think the irony must be out there, yeah.
You've got to be somewhere.
Someone did that.
But I would never do it just because I like the way it looks or that I'm from the South, because I think that it might hurt some people's feelings, and I wouldn't put something on my vehicle that might hurt somebody's feelings. But
I'm shocked that this requires any kind of legislation, because I think by and large, most people, when they see that, the average U.S. citizen, for whatever that means, you know, sees that and they just instantly make up their mind. And honestly, they just won't even pay attention to the person that has it.
Well, Assemblyman Isidore Hall III, Democrat of Compton, said the battle flag of the Confederacy is a symbol of racism, exclusion, oppression, and violence towards many Americans. Its symbolism and history is directly linked to the enslavement, torture, murder of millions of Americans through the mid-19th century. Hall said, even today, his public display is designed to instill fear, intimidation, and a direct threat of violence towards others.
Well, then I have something I would like to pass through legislation. Now, I'm an anarchist, and I usually don't like legislation, but in this case, I would like the United States flag, the 50 stars, the whole business, I would like that completely banned, because around the world, it means everything you just listed, in my opinion.
To some people, it certainly means
when
that.
When I served, it wasn't just your opinion, that was the reaction
it was a
to
fact.
That
yeah,
from
was,
other people.
Yeah, I was going to say, when I was in the military, when I went overseas, when I was in the Middle East, especially, I had a huge Star of David around my neck. I tell the story all the time because I think people are, their perceptions are very skewed. Nobody cared about me having Star of David around my neck. They did not care at all. It didn't mean anything to them. If anything, it was more of a sign of respect because they're like, oh, yeah, he's one of us religious folks. Okay. But the instant they saw Stars and Stripes on my shoulder, then the reactions changed. Then the fear settled in. The ideas of torture, like they're talking about with the Confederate flag,
intimidation
settles in. Intimidation,
a threat, was threat of violence.
All of that was, I saw with my own eyes, and I guarantee you ask a whole lot of other veterans or even people currently serving, and they would tell you the same thing. So if you're going to ban the one, and I think the one's, myself, I think the one's ridiculous, but you know, you might as well ban them all. Because they all carry this connotation with them somewhere, unless you think that people around the world are somehow lesser and they can just deal with the fact that the Stars and Stripes scares the hell out of them.
It's the term here is racism, exclusion, oppression, and violence is what Mr. Hall.
Now, have they banned the swastika? Have they banned, like, what is it, the... The Doc Martens with the white laces or whatever, isn't that like a symbol for being a skinhead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that the swastika is banned in Germany.
In Germany, but not in California.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
right.
If they're going to say it's a symbol of racism, then let's be consistent here and ban the other symbols of racism.
Yeah, in Germany, in fact, the band Kiss, who I love them, they on their album covers, everybody knows the symbol for Kiss. It's the two SS's at the end.
Oh, yeah,
it looks like the SS. They have to actually put Z's. And it's K-I-Z-Z.
They turn the S's around?
Yeah, wow. And they don't even look like the, you know, the lightning bolt S, which...
in Germany.
Right, in Germany. I mean, that's how serious it is there. So this isn't anything new. Countries and you know, municipalities have done this kind of nonsense before.
Wow, so, doesn't it just draw more attention to some... I mean, like, when you ban something like a Confederate flag, like...
Oh, you just made it cool.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
So Republican Donald P. Wagner, Republican of Irvine, spoke in support of the measure. He said that the, contrary to Donnelly's concern that legislation would infringe upon free speech, the bill was limited to the state's commercial conduct. What does that mean? And was therefore tailored in a way that would be entirely appropriate and would pass First Amendment muster. So you can make your own Confederate flag?
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit more about this, but you can call in if you have thoughts on it. 855-450-3733. Should the Confederate flag be banned?
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition of the show. You can call in the remaining moments, 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line, or you can get in touch with us via Skype. It always sounds fantastic when people call in via Skype. LRN.FM is our handle. But again, the phone number, 855-450-3733. That is 855-450-3733. And tonight you are joined by Brian. I had you muted. I'm sorry.
I've been censored. And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And, you know, actually, Stephanie, that was a very unprofessional move on my part of not turning on your mic.
No,
but
that's
you
okay.
Are a mic professional.
I try.
Are you not? No, you really are. And then you could go to a website. And you could be hired for your professional services as a voice artist.
Indeed, yeah. I'm a voice actor. I make video narrations, audiobooks, radio commercials, and other types of voiceover stuff. And if you want to find out more about that, you can go to smvoice.info. I also do coaching with people who are looking to get into voiceover, and I have a blog there, too.
Yeah, fantastic. And, of course, Mark...
SMVoice.info.
Yeah, SMVoice.info. And, Mark, you have the Edgington Post, which I must admit I enjoy listening to often.
Yeah, and it's just a little interview program I do and talk to the folks I want to talk to.
Sure, and that can be found at freetalklive.com.
Right. It's on the left-hand side of the page. Just scroll down, find Edgington Post.
Yeah, some really interesting, seriously interesting insights from a lot of some luminaries and other business people, yeah,
If you subscribe to the podcast, Free Talk Live's podcast, you get the Edgington Post, so it's right in there.
Yeah, so Stephanie, in our remaining moments, I was curious about entrepreneurs.
Yeah, I actually had this article here from fundersandfounders.com, and it's kind of just a commentary. It's sort of an infographic, so I'll try to just verbally summarize it, but I think it makes a great point and a powerful statement. And it's basically about how the idea of being an employee with like a steady job and benefits and all that kind of stuff is just going away. Like, employment is changing, you know, and everyone
pensions
is...
Pensions change. Well, is this just... Yeah. They almost don't exist anymore.
Oh, sure, sure, absolutely.
Forget it.
So is this just in the U.S.?
I think it's actually global because the marketplace for labor is becoming more global as time goes on. In fact, one of the things in this this infographic is saying that basically if you have a software company and you need a software developer, you could pay someone the average salary in the U.S., which is $94,000 a year, or you could pay someone in Russia $32,000 a year, someone in China $25,000 a year, someone in India $11,300 a year and get the same services. So outsourcing is really effective. Affecting people in the U.S.'s ability to get jobs.
Yeah, creation of software is not something that's geographically specific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's interesting because as I understand it in Europe, I mean, a lot of the countries, they're pretty much, I don't want to say their GDP, but their economy, I should say. Their economy is largely the service industry. Mm-hmm. Which is the antithesis of entrepreneurship, I think.
Yeah, there's a little bit maybe of even geo-arbitrage going on, too, because you can live more cheaply in certain places in the world, right? Like, it's very expensive to live in, like, England, for instance, or even the U.S., compared to living in China or India.
Certainly. Yeah, very true. So then, what's the trend? What exactly is going on?
So a big trend that a lot of people probably are aware of is the rise in people not being employees, but being hired as consultants, freelancers, and independent contractors. And it actually, if you are an employer, it costs 30% less to hire an independent contractor than to hire an employee because you don't have to give them any benefits that are mandated by the government. And it's just... this whole different type of job is springing up in response to the idea that, the government mandates you have to give your employees health insurance and you have to give them maternity leave.
Isn't this
and
the race to the bottom? What are you doing, celebrating here the destruction of what made this country great?
Oh, I'm not really celebrating it. I'm just saying that it's happening. And there's
this race to the bottom.
Yeah.
Well, I would think this is actually pretty great because independent contractors essentially can offer their services without all that overhead, without all the overhead of being a part of a big company.
I actually see it as a positive because I'd rather be responsible for my own health insurance. I don't really want it tied to my employer. They don't need to know details about my health and my medical conditions and stuff like that. They don't need to have an interest in my health.
And the fact is employment's competition. So if I can get that job from somebody else by offering a lower wage, then maybe that's what I want to do. Maybe it's not. Mm-hmm. Maybe I want a different job where I get paid a higher wage. I don't know. But
it also gives you a little more freedom, too. Like if you're a contractor and you have perhaps a bunch of different clients. If you don't like one of them, they're not your only boss. You're not married to them. It's like an advertiser,
or you do voiceover work if you work for somebody. And you're
if I had one boss that I did voiceovers for, and I didn't like my boss, that would be a big problem.
Yes,
and I have had situations in the past where I had one boss that I didn't want to continue that employment relationship with, and it was a big problem because it was a monopoly on my labor, essentially. But now I have multiple different clients, and if one of them gives me poop, then I can walk.
Yeah, I can honestly say you are pretty successful as far as, you know, getting clients in what you do.
And I like that freedom.
Clearly these clients do. Because they know the deal. They know who you're, you know, what you're going through.
And they're not married to me either. They don't have to use me again to do their voiceovers if they're not happy with what I provided.
Yeah, I think there's an interesting point. There's a lot of times I get annoyed where, you know, kind of the previous generation says, you know, well, back in my day and all this stuff. But I think this is one of the cases where it's very true that a lot of, you know, the previous generations are saying, look, this economy, it's a different world. And it's not necessarily that the economy is bad, not saying that it isn't, but just that the way the internet interconnects everything, just the way business is done is so different now. It really is a different world. And in fact, a great guy that I like, Leo Laporte, who also does radio,
he's a great host.
Yeah, and he has children, and his children have come to him, you know, as far as I understand it, pretty much saying, hey, you know, yeah, this college thing, this isn't happening, and that he made the statement. I love the statement. He said that You know, kids today know that they have to make their own jobs, otherwise there isn't going to be one for them.
Oh, it's so true.
Yeah,
you can't just depend on someone to hand you a job.
No, right.
Even if you have the, quote, right training. You
know? Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just the failing economy. Again, it's the way business can get done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the question becomes, you know, with entrepreneurs, now, I don't think everybody can be an entrepreneur per se. I know some people do. Though I suppose maybe cleaning toilets is... You could be an independent contractor?
It depends on what you want to call entrepreneurship. But,
sure. Yeah.
If you want to say having your own business, essentially everybody does have their own business.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're an employee, you're selling your labor exclusively to one employer, or maybe two, depending, or three or four, depending on how many jobs you've got.
Right.
I remember back in the day, employers didn't want you to have a second job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
they wanted the family man. They wanted, there's lots of specific things they wanted.
Yep.
Yeah.
Moonlighting project, yeah. When I think of entrepreneurship, I think of risk, like the willingness to take on risk. If the business fails, it's on you. And most people who have jobs where an employer gives them a job, I think they think of that as they're outsourcing the entrepreneurial risk to their employer. But that's not even really true anymore, because they could just be fired at any time. Like, your job isn't guaranteed. And so you're taking on risk as an employee, even if you don't want to sometimes. So just real quick before we end off, the next trend in, like, the workforce, I guess, recently is robots are replacing humans.
They're supposed to be next year in 2015. They're going to some company called Sprint. Maybe it's Spirit. Maybe I misread it. After I read the story, I'm like, did I read Sprint or Spirit? I don't know. A company with a name like that is supposed to be delivering robots for the home and office.
Mm.
So I know that Dyson just delivered its vacuum cleaning robots to compete with the iRobot's vacuum.
There are robots now that make fast food sandwiches. And do it like in 6 seconds.
Yeah, 7 seconds, which that's.
And they don't need Obamacare. They don't need
cigarettes or have girlfriends.
Exactly.
Right. So, so the question becomes, where are the jobs? Well, the jobs are going to have to be in the independent contractor things where, I mean, certainly, like, robots are not inherently a bad thing for an economy, because there's a lot of jobs we don't want to send humans to do.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
for sure.
We want to send robots to do those jobs, no doubt about it. But I think there will always be, you know, that need for the human touch.
But what happens when robots take care of all that, the work around the house, the work around, at work, the work?
I can't wait for that.
I'm for it, too. But let's not forget that, I went for a bike ride today. I don't generally go for a bike ride. One of the reasons that I like to go mountain biking is that you have to watch every instant what you're doing. Because if you don't, you're going to land flat on your face, probably with something broken.
Yikes.
And so my brain's working as well as my body when I do it. Your brain has to work.
Well, like I said in Dune, once men turned their thinking over to machines in the hope that this would set them free, but that only permitted other men with machines to enslave them. So let's keep the thought to the humans. Anyway, freetalklive.com. In the meantime,
We're done.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare. Higher prices and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, All you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.